Today's a day when
That's far enough. But we have no reason to congratulate ourselves. We are rightly proud of it, but what does it amount to?
A sensory toy with intelligent behavioral circuits, using neuron sequencing technology as old as I am.
Always been a man. There is no man in that. We tried so hard to create a society that was equal. Whether we were into envy or maybe. There's always something to envy. Friendship. Something you don't have room to appropriate. In this world, there will always be rich and poor. Rich in gifts. Poor in gifts. Rich in love. Poor in love.
Mutative process and brain wipe caused their minds to turn to mush.
I have found little use for them except as novelties on my show. Currently rated number two. Number two.
Number one! Oh, I can feel it, but I can't think straight enough to figure it out.
Spending too much time on this program when you should be more concerned with our grand diabolical plan.
Syndications? This hardware is getting in the way of my creative abilities.
As planned.
I have to get back to my show now.
You must focus on the task at hand.
Just one thing. My show. What does it need? I know it needs something desperately, but I can't figure it out.
Good evening, outpatients. I know it has been some time since I've donned the blood-spattered lab coat of healing, and it is possible that some of you listening have suffered mightily at the withdrawal of your coded programming. Some of those not listening may be, in fact, deceased, but let me make my position clear. We don't need you anymore. We're so deep in our endgame model that we don't have the time or resources to even look around, much less worry about you. We've got all the human pincushions we need since our rapture has passed recruiting drive. I tell you, global anxiety equals multiple international revenue streams. But on to business. One of the last remaining uneaten helper monkeys reminded me of some damn funding technicality, community outreach bullshit. So, here we are, at or around the point. Now, more than ever, your mind is a battleground. The invading armies of normalcy have already dug in on the beachhead of your desire for acceptance, which is, not coincidentally, perilously close to your slack reserves. No, please. I hear your protests. I understand the reflex to automatically attest your rugged individualism, but this is not a cigarette ad. You damn well better take a passing interest in the opinions of others. I should not have to remind you that our kind has a poor track record when it comes to frenzied pink mobs. So, you desire that they accept you, at least to the point of keeping your guts off their pitchforks. You know, all I have ever asked of you is one simple thing. Make the simple decision that it is the world that is insane, not you. just acknowledge that somehow a system of techno-feudalism in which blind slaves squirm at the feet of sad, sadistic, repressed yetis clamoring for crumbs and passing up rumors on their farts has somehow failed. No problem, right? Plain as the scabs on my nose, you say. But tomorrow, or the next day, you'll be back at the table, playing their comfortingly stupid shell game. The world hovers on the edge of rebirth, and I'll bet you still have a damn job. Still standing at the answer table in the back of their seedy opium den of lies. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not here to run the moneylenders out of the temple. Just think of me as the guy in the next cell who won't stop whispering dangerous bullish through the cinder blocks. But it's not because I'm trying to get you in trouble, although that would be funny. I just don't want you to forget the present that history has bought for you. See you in the gulag. Good night.
They look at you and think you are some great big flying bat or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure, she cut down on caffeine intake.
Get some pizza and diet.
Emilio, get into the autopsy on the doctor. Guido, send out a memo. No one talk to the press. And somebody get me some coffee.
Can anybody hear me?
Crockett gets the boss of coffee. Is it number one or number two? I just want to
wish
know
somebody
how
would listen to me.
Here I am, slowly my son trailing slow
trying to
my
reach
cattle,
someone
and I come upon a friend from my own community.
That's why I dialed this number.
I've been wanting coffee all morning. I had hairy drops.
I might even be looking for someone named Don.
But what's the point? So I can learn how to order a cappuccino, so I can get mugged by some crackhead, so I can see homeless people up close and personal?
Hey, what are you doing now?
I called the cops.
Mania, hysteria, schizophrenia, bipolar curiosity, hyper-onanism, nerdism, flu balls, OCD, OCD, OCD.
And I am interested in what I'm hearing.
Mertz makes up your mind.
Take only as directed.
Do you want to go to the van?
Now?
Yeah, we could hang out with some dudes.
I don't smoke tubes and I don't really hang out. I won't go back. Okay.
Okay, whatever you want.
You've been home yet?
No. No. All right. Well, you know, we need a hot cup of coffee. Hang on.
Oh, hey.
One question.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that I really appreciate you letting me use the bathroom without bothering the
girl. Oh, I really hate to.
I was just going to ask for the rest of my day.
You, I'm sorry. This is my first lover, okay?
Good morning. I didn't know I was Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations. Listen,
two jobs now and doing very well.
Nice.
In the morning, he delivers newspapers, and then the rest of the day, he delivers pizzas for us.
Hey, pizza!
I was once a shameless full-time dope fiend. Yeah, me, Bob, the sweet mother's son. Me and my crew robbed drugstores. I had done them all, up and down the Pacific Northwest with pharmacies open to close. Didn't matter, except for technique. But don't get the idea, it was easy. It's hard being a dope fiend, and it's even harder running a crew. I was the undisputed leader then. I carried the whole goddamn outfit on my back like it was my own newborn son. But I guess deep down, I knew he could never win. We played a game he couldn't win. To the utmost.
Damn it, Bob. Why do you gotta fix in the car? Can't you wait till we get home like everybody else?
Shut up and watch it drive.
Oh, Christ! Look at this traffic up. We gotta get home. Idiot, move over!
After any kind of drug haul, everyone in the crew indulged. I laughed to myself as I pictured Blues allotted in such great amounts that the spoon would literally be overflowing. Upon entering my vein, the drug would start a warm itch that would surge along until the brain consumed it in a gentle explosion that began in the back of the neck and rose rapidly until I felt such pleasure that the whole world sympathized and took on a soft, lofty appeal. Everything was grand then. Your worst enemy, he wasn't so bad. The ants in the grass, they were just, doing their thing. Everything took on the rosy hue of unlimited success. You could do no wrong. And as long as it lasted, life was beautiful.
God damn it. Screw you, buddy. Move over. Where'd you get your goddamn license?
Give her half of one, Bob. That'll keep her in the crap for all afternoon.
God damn it.
Really? That what you think? Don't give her a goddamn thing, Bob. Just kick her ass out in the street where we found her.
No. Fair is fair. You take it. Get out. Buddy, just that cool. Yeah, come on, pick up the truck. Get your gun out, get the bedroom, back me up.
I just want to see you for a minute, Bob. Come on, let me in.
You alone?
Oh, yes, I'm alone. What'd you think? I brought my rat-faced granny along to hold my hand.
What are you holding? I ain't holding diddly, small fry. I was just thinking about going by your place to see if you had any speed.
Yeah, well, I got some speed.
So you got speed? What kind of speed you got?
I got crystal meth dream.
Baby. This kid out here says he's got speed.
What do you want that goddamn speed for? You know how ringy it makes you.
But listen, what night is it? It's Saturday night, right? Let's get some speed. We'll fix up. Then we'll go hit that big fat pharmacy, you know the one, right next to the unemployment office. Babe, you know how these things go. It's like a crap game. When you're hot, you shoot everything. You shoot the works. When you're cold, you lay off a bit. Well, right now, baby, I'm so hot, I'm burning up all over.
All right, Buster. You're so goddamn hot. Then why don't you lay me down the bed right now and make love?
Oh, come on. want to steal. We could do that anytime.
Look, Dave, did you get me a TV?
Yeah, I could get you a TV. Yeah, but what
26 inch?
Yeah, but what could you do for me, man?
I wasn't belly, man. Look like you could use it. 10 milligram, 60 volume.
That's cool.
Don't tell Bob.
I won't tell Bob.
It's Whippy. We're gonna fix you up now.
Hey, man, you guys got any blues?
Blues? Me? Hell no. You know how hard it is to get blues these days. Now, how about some morphine? I got some good old morphine.
What you get, man? Morphine sulfate? No, you're crazy, man, because I can't even read a stop sign when I'm on that crap. My eyes get so far out of focus. Besides, I'm not trading no uptown crank for no downtown trash.
What can I say, Dave? That's all I got. That's all I can give.
You guys think I'm dumb. I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Too bad we couldn't do business, pal.
All right, man. I'm sorry, okay? Oh, I didn't mean any of that.
It's all right.
So how many quarter grains of that morphine are you going to give me for this?
I'll hit you with 9 quarters per package, and that's just because I'm feeling good. And because you're a real stand-up dude, I'll take all 10 grams from you.
10 grams? All right, that's 9 apiece. 9 times 10 is...
75.
Yeah, 75.
All right.
That's 90, Bob.
Yeah, Bob, that's 90.
What do you think I am, some kind of closet pimp?
He's mean, man.
All right, all right. Let's finish this deal. Sorry. Pick up your stuff and go. Got some things to do.
All right, here, Bob.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. All right, you guys have a good evening.
Next time you step in the middle of one of my deals to help me with my arithmetic, I'll sell you the first one-eyed carnival freak I can find for a pack of chewing gum.
Sorry, Bob.
Was it loud?
Be out working, man. I know this hospital up on the coast. I know it's a virgin. I know it is. And this place has got security zero.
I bet they got coke, man. All those hospitals, they always hold big time coke.
You're crazy, Bob. Man, we just pulled off the best score we make in months, and off you trot looking for more. I want to take a break. Come on, Bob. You know me. I can't stand to go on forever like this. Come on. Just take me in the bedroom and just hold me for a while.
What do you want me to hold you for? Look, you ought to be out cracking.
I love you.
Look, why don't we just head up to that hospital right now and see if we can't make it up there before it gets daylight out. I mean, babe, you're just going to flip out when you see this one, man. I mean... I can just see all those colored bottles of pills that hospital's holding for me right now.
Come on, don't give it. Shut up. Pick the other room. All right, you two, turn around.
You know, I just said the other day, it looks like Bobby Hughes finally slowed down a little bit and then bent.
I look like music.
That's real nice, Bob. It's like you're hooked to the gills. You got a warrant?
Yeah, I got a warrant. I got it pasted on the end of one of these books.
Good close look at one. Heavy, man. You guys been reading too much Mickey Spillane?
Hey, you don't seem to understand, Bobby.
Hey, come on, knock those clubs. Those are my Ben Hogan's, man. Why you gotta mess with the clubs?
Who you hitting?
I got my handicap down here around 8.
8? Where do you play?
Mayfield. I hit a 75 last time I was out there.
I don't play those public courses, greaseball. Mayfield is for pussies, and that's why I have an 8 handicap.
Well, how am I supposed to play? My clubs are all broke. Come on, man. Have a heart.
All right? You haven't gone and hit the drugs in some stupid place like the Frosted Flakes again, have you?
What the hell are you talking about?
You.
Here's how it's coming down. You can just tell us where the drugs are and save yourself a whole lot of trouble. Or you can sit there with your mouth shut. We're going to tear this place apart, 4 by 4. Now, how's it going to be?
All right. You take the car. Getting apart. Get something over on the west side. You hit nothing over there in weeks. Pretty cool by now.
Hey, Bob.
Lou, mess it up.
Don't mess it up, Bob. Relax.
You have no idea.
No, what'd I just do? No, I don't, Bob. What'd I do?
In 105 days, you'll pay no interest.
What, Bob?
Why don't you tell them what happened to the last one we had, Bob? No, what'd I just do?
You have no idea. Just put a 30-day hex on us, that's what you did. Our luck just flew out the window for the next 30 days. You got a calendar so we'll know when this hex ends? What month is it anyway?
Jesus, Bob? All right, well, now that we're on the subject, are there any other sacred things we're not supposed to mention that are going to affect our future?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there are. And we might as well discuss them right now, being as we're shut down for the next 30 days. Hats. If I ever see a hat on a bed in this house, man, like, you'll never see me again. I'm gone.
That makes two of us. Why a hat?
Because that's just the way it is, sweetie. And there's mirrors. Never look at the backside of a mirror. Because when you do, it'll affect your future. Because you're looking at yourself backwards. No, you're looking at your inner self. And you don't recognize it because you've never seen it before. Anyway, you can freeze into motion your future. And that can be either good or bad. In any case, we don't want to take any chances. But the most important thing is the goddamn hat. Goddamn hat on a bed is the king of them all. Hell, that's worth at least, what, 15 years bad luck? Or even death. And I'd rather have death because I couldn't face no 15-year hex.
Relax, hon. Go lay down a while. You've been on the go for days now. These 30 days can make and kill us. Get you down, Bob. Sometimes bad luck can be good luck. I mean, think of all the times we had a flat tire or engine trouble or something. And we made it to our score late thinking it was bad luck. Only to find out for some reason it was good luck. You know what I mean?
Hell, I can't figure it out. I just know from years of experience the things to look for and the signs and you know, it's like who's ever managing such things is saying, go out there and get it.
It's there for the taking, kid. Everything's free this week. I'll let you know when your time's up. It's the signs. Yeah. All you gotta do is look for the signs.
Did I wake you up?
No.
Well, I don't know what to think. I saw this sinister-looking man with a ladder creeping around outside my bedroom window. I know that I wouldn't be able to sleep a wink if I thought there was some crazy sex maniac running around loose out there.
Well, now you just relax. We'll go down there and check it out immediately.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we'll check it out as soon as we can.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Night. Bye-bye. How's she doing up at 2 o'clock? The reason you can never get Bob possession of narcotics is that he has an arrangement with the guy that lives on the north side of him. They have a line running between their houses.
Bob signals the guy when he wants to stop. The next door neighbor puts it on a string. Bob pulls over what he needs and leaves the rest in the other house where you can never find it.
O'clock this morning, I look out my window, and sure enough, there the guy is, a big, ugly son of a bitch. And he's wearing a long, dark raincoat, and he's standing on top of his ladder looking in your upstairs windows. He's got one hand underneath his raincoat. From where I was standing, I gotta tell you, I look kind of sick.
I'll shoot the son of a bitch. I'll shoot the son of a bitch right in the balls.
Now, hang on a second, mister.
You see the way they talk to each other, all the gestures and such? They got something going on. They ain't just casual.
See that? You know, for a second there, it looked like that big guy was gonna jump on you and stomp his guts out.
I'd like to see that.
Okay, I know what you guys are thinking. Bob got me into this time. Well, let me tell you, this is going to be something. You guys love this.
I'm just going to go get my cigarettes, Bob.
All right, hurry up. You're not going to want to miss this one.
Be gone.
All right, don't come crying to me when you miss out.
There's two of them.
Making their move. One back on the glass. I hope he gets pissed off again. Okay.
Neighbor's coming out of the house. She's got a shotgun.
Well, I'll be a bitch.
Showtime!
Bob, I want to talk to you about what happened last night.
Oh. So you think you won the war, huh?
Yeah.
Pick him up.
Come on. Let him go.
Let me give you a hand up, Bob.
Further to act. You little punk. Now, Bob, I'm going to make a suggestion to you. Why don't you take a nice long drive somewhere, far away from here?
The reason we rented this truck is not necessarily because we need another vehicle. We can move easier in a vehicle like this. Get the right license plates on us, so this way the average Joe will just think we're a couple farm boys and a prostitute in town for a little joyride.
Hey, I always wanted to be a farmer, Bob.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you guys see that? Transom. You guys didn't see the open transom?
No.
What's a transom, Bob? All right. Give me a lift and meet me around back. Okay, ready? One, two, three. Untouched 1/8 ounce bottle of powdered D.
Woo! Woohoo!
Should be another partially filled one somewhere.
See? Rick, Bob, do you have any idea what this little bottle's worth?
No, Bob, what's it worth?
This here little bottle. It's got 840 some odd 16ths, and at $10 a 16th, that comes to around $8,400 of the best goddamn pharmaceutical dope money can buy.
What if I, this here little bottle ought to last the three of us a week?
Guess we must outrun that hex we had in the say, Bob. Sure glad we started Crossroad.
Bob, shoot it. Be careful, this stuff can kill you.
Over a couple of these units and stash it over somebody else's room.
Whoa.
didn't like him. Bob's like a rabbit. In and out and no nonsense. He goes for a lot more than a hospital pharmacy. Dirty bastards.
What's going on? Who put the goddamn hat on the bed?
She did, Bob. She didn't mean anything by it.
She bit it. Where'd she get the stuff? She couldn't have done this on her 216th. What you been doing, saving it up? Who gave you this?
What is it?
She must have picked it up off the floor of the truck when we were collecting these bottles. Conniving little bitch.
Bob? Can't say that about her, Bob. She's dead. You don't say anything bad about her.
She beat you. Your own woman beat you out of your cut on a score. She got what she deserves. Listen, man. Not only that, she threw a hex on us. We'll all be lucky to outrun, huh? She left us with an OD stiff, which is paramount to a murder beef in this state. For Christ's sake, get this goddamn hat off the bed. All these kids, they're all TV babies. Watching people kill each other in the boob tube for so long, that's all they know. Now they think it's legal. I think it's the right thing to do.
I know, hon.
I'm getting real tired. Now what?
Are you planning on checking out today?
No, why?
Well, you see, sir, we have prior commitments in the form of a reservation for your room today.
Today? Can we check out today?
I'm afraid so. You see, we're having a sheriff's convention in town, and all these rooms have been reserved in advance for them 90 days ago.
All right. You think I could go down to the office and talk to you in about 10 minutes? Give me 10 minutes.
You're gonna know some of those guys, I'll bet.
I don't believe it. A sheriff's convention, no less. Why couldn't it have been a Tupperware convention?
Or better yet, an Undertaker's. Don't worry, Bob. We'll make it. We always do, don't we? What's going on, Bob? What are you thinking about?
Thinking about,
Are you kidding?
Take whatever we got. I only need enough to get me home.
I like drugs. I like the whole lifestyle. But it just didn't pay off. You don't see my kind of people. Because my kind of people, they don't come down here and beg dope. They go out and get it. And if they miss, they go to jail. And they kick alone with nothing in some holding tank.
I'm sorry, Bob. I don't mean to hassle you. All this is required. I'm sorry if you think it's unnecessary.
Well, well. Bad Bobby. Imagine seeing you here after all these years. I have nowhere else to go. There is no demand in the priesthood for elderly drug addicts. An indiscretion in 1970, you were inside, I believe. Resulted in my descent to this sorry state. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling a bit sick right now. Are you holding?
Nope.
And sometimes I think some junkie nurse may be stepping on my medication. But I can't be sure. How about it? Want to score?
You didn't stay gone long, Bob.
Yeah, look, what can I say? I got a job, you know?
Take care of yourself, Bob.
Well, they don't do that for anyone anymore. Narcotics have been systematically scapegoated and demonized. The idea that anyone can use drugs and escape a horrible fate is anathema to these idiots. I predict in the near future, right-wingers will use drug hysteria as a pretext to set up an international police apparatus. An old man, I may not live to see a final solution of the drug problem. Well, Bob, in another life, perhaps.
Well, for all the boredom street life brings, it's not that bad. I mean, even this crummy little room ain't so bad. I mean, I actually wake up some mornings and I feel like something good's gonna happen today, you know? I'm a regular guy. I got my regular job. I got my regular room. Now I got you.
You're crazy, Paul. You're really crazy.
Why don't you go downstairs and tell your friends that you're going to spend the night and come back? Bed down with me for a little while.
I'd like to, Paul. But I got another old man. Things sure can get screwed around, can't they?
Yeah.
And Bob, you know me. I might have been a lot of things, but I never was a tramp. Bob, I gotta go.
What do you want?
I want your dope, man. Where's the dope?
You think if I had dope, I'd be sitting in this flea trap, huh? Coming around me for dope? That's a laugh.
Oh, shit, man. You want it the hard way, and we're just the guys that are going to give it to you. Where is it, Bob? We know this is all a scam you're playing. Where is it?
I knew it, my heart. You can buck the system, but you can't buck the dark forces that lie hidden beneath the surface. The ones some people call superstitions. Howling banshees. Black cats. Hats on beds. Dogs and evil eye. So I relaxed and gave in to the notion that for the very first time in my life, I knew exactly what was going to happen next.
Do you hear me, Bob?
Gonna make it?
Stay back.
Let me get him for a second.
Stay back.
Bob. Can you hear me?
Grab the other.
Bob, who did this to you? Bob, tell me, who shot you?
Okay.
So the hat shot you, right, Bob? The TV baby shot me. The TV baby shot you, but the hat was with him, Bob. Who's the hat? You gotta tell me who the hat is. Come on.
Never mind.
Gotta get him out of here.
You never know what's gonna happen next. See, most people, they don't know how they're gonna feel from one minute to the next. But a dope fiend has a pretty good idea. All you gotta do is look at the labels on the little bottles. You gotta know how to read the signs. That's what the hat on the bed was, which is why I'm not scared. I paid my debt to the hat. The irony was brilliant. The two cops were giving me an escort to the fattest pharmacy in town. I was still alive. Hope they could keep me alive.
Mind and the brain. The brain is the organ, and the mind is the...
the part we like to think that we are.
Is the mind the soul?
Probably. Our consciousness and personality sure as hell don't live in the brain. If you want to test that, just get someone's brain and get whack and watch their personality change. Yeah, you wipe out one part of the brain, and some other part of the brain starts kicking in.
I think the mind is like a modem. The brain itself is like the piece of equipment that we used to call a modem. That's correct. And not only does it connect with the outside world, but the whole part that makes it, I think, the seat of the soul is its connection to things that the rest of your senses can't really get at, and so you have to intuit. So, what...
Is that too far out?
I think that's
it's time for the real Liberty Flap Flap Jabberty Cabberty Boys.
We don't need to continue in some of the pain.
That thing made my head hurt. It was like leaking in.
That's what show does, folks.
Show does that.
Makes your head hurt
sometimes. And there's so many little voices and tape loops and tiny unscripted things
that
we didn't really
show there
think about. We just did them.
It just happened.
And we compressed the show into 20 pieces. I was looking at my phone, and my phone hardly ever works in this building. And someone tried to call me at 3:38. I've got two calls from the 415 area code on my personal phone.
So come along
at 4:38, so I must have some voicemail. I must go check my voicemail.
All religions are
because
true.
It must be a fan. It could only be a fan that would know.
All
who would it be, though? Who could it be? I don't know. I didn't know I had a fan.
Okay, it's
maybe it's a bill collector.
All dressings go
I do have those.
Some potato salad. Let's make potato
salad
ice cream. That
would be okay. Potato
and
salad and pumpkin juice.
Potato salad ice cream would just be next to your piece of steak. And then it's singing.
It's sort of a rainy day. Even the ants would be indoors. But a picnic's a picnic for all that.
It's stereo. It's the show. It's here on the air. It's rock.
Here on
roll.
The aereo. It's in stereo. It's got malaria. It's nefario.
Don't worry, everybody. It's okay.
Well, it may be somewhat low energy, low wattage tonight. I'm afraid I have to be quite honest with the listeners and say that through a series of circumstances, not entirely in my control, the usual show protocols weren't followed. Well, you were there. You saw what happened.
Oh, I see what happened. What
happened
to the unusual happened?
So how many weeks is it until the
Over the Edge
show
and
then Merge special 5-hour host durability show?
A big old crazy show happens.
Cascade scenario.
That's when the host will find out what kind of metal he's got. It's the durability show.
Okay, and then songs like this will play.
With your host, Puzzling Evidence.
And who else?
And your favorite regular guest star, Dr. Philo Drummond. Substituting for the out-of-town Reverend Hal will be Palmer Stang Gabrogfriend.
It's going to be really fun.
Plus your regular favorites, K-Rob and that 420 guy.
all that movie.
Special guest appearances by famous Subgenius co-founder, Reverend Ivan Spang.
He's here.
Former Great Puzzling Evidence Show Yakhead and famous artist, Palmer Greedies. Another former Great Puzzling Evidence Show Yakhead and famous artist, Gabrofran, Gary Gabrofran. Those of you who remember that, those creative two guys who were on an earlier incarnation of this same show.
And of course there was Mobius Rex.
But he won't be here on the 5-hour show.
That's quite good.
But we will have the Over of the Edge host and Negative Land co-founder Don Joyce serving.
I heard everybody
on
was
the
so
show
scared of his show
well.
They left town. The whole band left town.
That's why he's taking over that show.
You know,
he's
in fact,
like
the weatherman saw Philo Drummond in a tiny market.
And
I was
just
so afraid that
wasn't
he
even
saw
tiny.
He saw
it
the
was
Overman.
A Safeway. It was a large market.
What's
just
large? The aliens.
It.
That's a pretty small market.
Of course, we'll probably have Bishop Joey of First Church of Last Laugh will be here as well.
He was so scared of the Overman.
I believe Bubba 3M Hopeth will be here.
Overman
that
will
night.
Be here too, right?
He'll actually
the Overman
there?
Will be here.
Man, he's there in the
rock me on the
who's that?
Bubba Free M.
Yeah, Bubba Free M. Ho Pep will be here himself in the flesh on the show
here?
That night. He, since it's a 12-hour show, I mean a 12-hour durability show, he's going to leave before midnight, and he can be here, and then he can leave after the show's over and get back on the BART. So as long as he times the BART, that's the deal. We just barely talked to him about that, but.
And why does it all have to happen when I'm out of town? Oh, well.
Just goes that there's that planning collision that happens from time to time. When the luck plane shifts away from you and
so now just get some
you
rest.
Can't make it shift back without an additional infusion of slack. And you have to have an extra dose. It can't be just your regular parcel, your regular administration. You have to use a special size category for this. It's sort of like Vente.
Caution. Do not use if condition persists. Consult your chirurgeon for remedial surgery.
So what does it mean, Vente?
It's a wine, isn't it?
Well, it's that giant size when you go to Starbucks.
A giant bottle.
Pure CD. This is what Cousin Evidence is.
The Johnny.
I like that kind of CD. You know what you're getting when you get
CD.
That.
Where
man.
Do you get those?
Nobody can get these.
Guys. See, the good thing about that, you don't have to listen to it to know it isn't worth crap. It's just like, you know it's going to be bad.
You don't have to even put it in the machine, folks.
It's bitching, man. Audio assault. Then, of course, on our 5-hour host durability show, we'll have
the whole show from this UFO.
The band that dare not speak its name will be there that night, along with the Swinging Love Corps.
Using backward underneath masking below.
And
Philo's
Negative
voice.
Land will be there. So you have to listen for a little. Negative Land will be on the show that night. Combo Gang Bunch 5 group will be there. With special features, videotaping, and special guest callers appearing on the show. We already have 2 guest callers. We have a regular caller from up there in the northern country will be coming in for that show, as well as the guy caller whose name I can't remember, but I got his address somewhere here in the in my handy-dandy attaché, my special James Bond attaché case here, that you have to open a certain way or you will shoot your finger off and possibly explode the contents therein, rendering them virtually unusable.
No, you wouldn't want that.
It would be a bad decision, and the music industry would really get hacked off because they know that we're already ripping them off for millions and millions of dollars a year and all the pirating and the taping that we do. I mean, they hate that. They'd like to put a bounty on all the tapes that we buy and all the blank CDs that we buy just to go to a giant slush fund to pay for the amount of uncollectibles they have neglected to reserve for to account for the 2-3% piracy they have. They say it's more like 6 or 7%, but don't let them fool you, folks. They're just, it's just those greedy corporate scoundrels wanting to keep their profits as high as possible as again. And you and me, the consumer, don't get what we want for free, like we know we deserve it, which is free music. We should be able to get free music and not have to hurt the artist. The idea that the artist can still make his cut and take the difference away from the record executives, because they're the ones that are going to the bank with on the backs of the artists. Now, see, don't I sound like the appropriate? I got the right
That's
hat
perfect,
on.
Perfect, sir. You have the job. This is KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, 94.1. You're listening to KPFA. And I hope it's scary. I hope you're not driving off the road. I know you can hear me on Highway 5.
We're all for the revolution.
And I know you can hear me out there on Highway 29.
Highway 29. And Highway 24. Mm-hmm. Highway
and
5.
We'll have a religious revival.
Don't
580,
forget.
680.
And clapping.
But the ones
what's
out
the
there,
one
the truckers
Walnut
out there on 580. Oh, that's 680. We mean Walnut. Oh, Walnut Grove. That's like 12 out there. You mean Highway 12?
Yeah, Highway 12. That's it.
And if you call now, we will give you a special coupon to have all of your children professionally cleaned for $22. That's actually only two kids. But no child's dirt can resist our patented detergent formula, but it's safe enough to use on a tiny infant. $32 for any three kids. We steam clean your dirt-loving boys and industrial equipment, but they can't get hurt, so you don't have to worry. We're careful with your toddlers and youngsters, but we get the dirt out. Gentle blow-dry equipment leaves your kids warm and comfortable. Shampoos and earwax removal extra.
The Melon Town. What was that place in St. Louis? Last night in St. Louis with the painted scenarios of
come
melons.
Come to me,
like
my melon gallery, baby.
Melons.
Yeah, they were...
The Andrew Mellon
It was
gallery.
That huge multi-acre place where they took all those pumpkins and made seeds with the
oh, pumpkins. Oh, that, yeah, Rombos.
With pumpkins,
yeah. Rombos. I was going in this melon way, and
yeah,
I wasn't
right.
Seeing the melons, but pumpkins, yeah,
pumpkins
sure.
Man, that was great. How is this place there was acres of seeds, like Custer's Last Stand, presidential elections.
Now call now, because free estimates and quantity
seeds all made out of pumpkin people.
Here you can actually buy Custer 11 inches. Tall and it's got small parts that can be swallowed by infants.
Residential theatrical transient
wow, rifles and hands and guns.
There's no such thing as a clean child until we get
then on
through
the
it.
Next page, sitting roll somewhere.
A doll version?
Yeah.
Look, there's a little Overman and Ivan Stang set.
Oh, those are rare action figure collectibles. And you heard about the Osama one that's for sale.
In fact, out by Philo's and Ginger's and Stuart Mangrum's, they all live in that run little area right there, is the action figure source. You ever been there? We got to go there on bikes.
Yeah.
Where is it? Is it
I
in
have not been there, but
source.
I've seen it a lot of times.
Where circle?
Okay, that's because that thing looks. I'm sure there's some treasures in there. Like this crazy horse. Wow, for $35 with the little articulated arms, tomahawk, guns, beaded scabbards. This is insane, folks. See if you'll be able to buy Lee and Grant and Stonewall Jackson dolls.
And Princess Weirdo.
The Princess Weirdo dolls are just as rare as the Philo and the Overman ones. Thank you.
Yes, yes. And don't forget tonight on the movie of the week. Big Mac meets the Whopper.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to have time to watch that one.
Teenage studs compete
special.
In burger, beer, and sex marathon. Hey, I heard about
so
a saliva
since
special.
Tasted burger beer.
Did
but,
you say a saliva special?
A saliva guys, inducing rock. Spectacle on the wonderful viands of ancient Kyrgyzstan.
Well,
particularly
that's what I heard. They have
cafe of Tamerlane.
They have spit roasted chicken there too, right?
Yes,
spit
everything turns
chicken.
On a spit there at
everything
holiday
is spit
time.
On. They
well,
spit
it
on
is the festival of Hasan Spitan, and this is the expostulating.
It's really a cult, a saliva cult.
Saliva
cult that worships the action of spit and the production of spit. And that's when they spit all over the chicken, and then they roast it. And they sell that. People buy spit roasted chicken all the time. I think it sounds disgusting myself, and I really can't get into that.
It's just like chicha. Come on, have some.
Sure.
Who's this band, man? I like it. It's my kind of band.
Yeah, we'll have to check the credits later. But yeah, we are rocking tonight. Look at Alan dancing up a storm.
Can't help it. Magic shoes.
Hey, don't forget the late show tonight will be Vampire Dogs. These dogs have fangs and wear black capes.
Here for a snorted show?
Yeah, come on in. We're leading up to the show. I mean, the show will actually be starting for real here in a few minutes. In the meantime, I'm going to take a look at this show on the Discovery Channel. We have Bloodthirsty Animals. Rare footage of sharks, bears, and lions devouring helpless humans. It's a great, great treat tonight.
When Scary Animals Attack, Part 16. An incisive special where we go up close and personal with some of the big bloody teeth of some of the biggest bloody animals you've ever bloody seen. And it's all real. Top footage by our nature photographer. More natural than nature itself. Red in tooth and claw. All unimaginable.
And then right after that, we've got that new cartoon show, Jehovah and Son.
It's all part of the
when Jehovah and Son come to town, the whole damn town falls onto rock tonight.
The whole damn town shuts down.
Jehovah and Son rock Berkeley, December 25th.
And then when Allah comes with them, you got Jehovah and Allah together. Because they really aren't the same one. They thought they were the same, but they found out that Allah was really the moon god. He was of the Alil tribe. About 1000 BC, or I mean about 1000 DQ. XYP. And in any case, they were walking to town and they met that vampire. They all put on the black capes together and went rocking, man. They were rocking downtown. And along with the capes, they were, you know, doing things differently. They were bringing these kind of exciting tales out in public to the forefront to where people could throw them down on the ground and look at them, admire them, and decide, is this for me? Is this something I can drop a groove go to? Or do I have to, like, flip out and, like, leave the backside of reality and
so, you know, get that Conestoga view? Not quite yet, where there's that band of one member that's a Swingin' Love Corps and one member of the former drummer of the band that did not speak his name.
Sure,
There's no name for that band yet, I don't think. Iceman's Johnson.
Iceman's Johnson.
Well, what about...
Yeah, so we forgot to say that Iceman's Johnson will be there on the five-hour show. Those of you that have been waiting for the debut appearance of Iceman's Johnson, they will be here. Right now, Iceman's Johnson up until this point has only been a studio band. They have actually... they will be doing their first live gig that night, Audio Assault with Negative Land, the bear not speak its pain. The bear not, the bear that can not speak its pain.
4:15 in the morning.
They'll be rocking
because the show will go from midnight to 5 a.m.
Yeah, midnight to 5 a.m.
Actual members will show up early and actually work.
Members will be there showing up early. There may even be some food, some hors d'oeuvres. We're going to serve hors d'oeuvres that night. We're going to have. We're probably going to be showing movies. We'll be having movies going on nonstop. We'll have a few of our callers in as guest stars. They'll be trying their hand at you know, seeing if they can survive in the mix outside the protection of their normally protective call. When we normally pitch the callers into the mix and have them fend for themselves, they have the protective shield of the call itself.
Yes, folks.
And
when you jump into the pool of 848-4425 and the 510 area code, we throw you in the deep end and you have to swim for yourself.
But you have to call 848-4425 to jump into that pool.
Not the cell phone number, but the public number.
And when you call 510-848-4425 and you jump into the pool along with the doctors, We will throw you in the deep end and see if you can swim to the surface, and you may just bob to the top.
Below the surface, the
and if you do, we will therefore take advantage of you and probably de-pants you or give you a wedgie or, you know, make fun of you and laugh and go, nevertheless, it's all done in good fun. And
it's all
and
done
good
beforehand.
Cheer.
We're not listening to a live show.
None
all
of it is mean spirited. We only mean this in the goodness of our heart.
Oh, that is good.
And very so the 5-hour show will be something that those of you that can't make it to the show that night, because we aren't inviting everyone, we're only inviting those two guests that we have invited, those callers that called in that one time.
They
other
say
than our special guests,
Judgment
we do have
Day
those,
will be a grand
those two callers that called in. And I wish those callers would call us right now if they're
but
listening.
But this 5-hour show sounds, in a way,
male
more
caller from Hayward.
Strange,
so frightening.
That.
We had a caller
from Reverend
Hayward. Yeah, he gave me his phone number that one night, but I don't know
he's
what I did with it. I've been going through my
this
my,
is too much to handle.
Case, my James Bond attaché case here. And
you lost my
I
number?
I can't find the number.
Well, my
of
email
the guy.
Program is rebellious.
Okay, this
I'm
has
not
the number.
Admitting email here.
Oh, I found it. I
yeah.
found it.
There you are.
There he is.
Maybe not.
Maybe
Mr.
So.
Theremin.
Hello, little normal regular caller. Welcome to the show.
Is it the show at last?
Yippee.
Well, congratulations.
We have.
You finally made it on the show.
Winner of the 5-hour show. He is in Oakland.
Speak up, darling. What do you have to say?
His name's last name is Theremin. Can you believe that there really is people named Theremin? It's not just a fluky guy.
Besides
you, made some
a
crazy instrument
yes,
back
besides
in the
you.
20s. The 30s
okay,
or whatever
now you're
it was,
in the deep end of the
RCA
show, you're
actually mass produced it. I know a guy in St.
So
Louis
are you still
right
copying
now
that
getting
thing?
His own theremin, a real
how long does it take?
Still in the box with the original stuff.
How many?
I mean, of course, they didn't put them in boxes back
yeah.
then.
I was just guessing it.
Now, this caller is used to being in the deep end. She already knows how to swim. She's been swimming around in the deep end of this pool for years and years. Isn't that right, little caller?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. She knows how to swim in the deep end of the
pool. Well, the
pool
is one thing, but what about the wild surf crashing against
board.
The sand?
I never, the surf never bothered me, but what I always hated was when
I
you
like
stick your arm board. In that thing that has the filter in it, and you reach in there, and there's all those bugs
yeah,
and scum.
Yeah, bugs and toads.
And weird
and, yeah.
objects
and
things.
Yeah.
You don't want to go in there, but you know you have to go.
There's dollar bills in there.
Discover in there. There could be a dollar bill. There could be like
oh, a dollar
you know,
bill is more likely
braces.
A huge scorpion underneath.
Chewing wads of chewing gum that aren't really completely empty of
a gigantic, soggy but still angry and active spider.
And maybe even a child's missing.
Oh.
Bees and wasps floating
well,
on their
there.
Side, unable to get out of the water, but quite able to deliver a painful sting. Yeah,
come on,
but is
now.
This a
I'm
joke or what? Is this
here.
A joke or is this just. Is
oh,
this
it's no joke, buddy.
Funny,
I'm telling
nice
you,
music now.
Not only was
is this
there
just
a health
side
program which incorporated all these ideas, why the Nazis were doing it.
Under my
this
fact,
is. This is just humor.
It's a little known
this is
fact.
A humorous
that,
parody. A side-splitting yuck fest.
The first surfers in the Western world.
Ridiculous.
Is, they planned to surf ridiculous. To victory in 1944.
I don't know the word for it. It's just beyond the scope
of
human wordology. It's a simulacrum
of
a radio
German
show. It's not a real radio
weapons.
Show. It's some
in the Hawaiian islands.
Oh, we're helicoptering most of the show. To the giant luau that's occurring in the back 40.
On planks of wood called surfboards.
First
they
little normal regular
the
caller has.
Then they
she
ride on
replaced
along
by you.
She was swimming so well. I was
so
watching.
Okay, now it's somebody doing his show. I'll show you. As you can tell, we have too many people on the show already, sir. Wow! It's Voyage to See What's on the Bottom. But the Czechoslovakian one.
They deal out justice, swift and strong. If the lesser races
that
try resisting the rest,
I see a big old fish turd over there right now.
Never give it up.
It's
long.
It's what's on the bottom.
Today and forever.
Poor little Michael Pepe is floating around in the radio pile with his pants inflated. He's using the Navy survival method of inflating your pants, but he can't seem to swim back over here to the microphone, so hopefully he'll make it within the next 40 minutes, because by then, the show will stop.
Yes, indeed. So, at any rate, that was the basic summary of the Nazi surfing menace, which was fortunately contained at the end of the war, and the sole records of it disappeared into the dusty files of the OSS, later the CIA. Also an operative for the OSS, Julia Child, famed cooking expert, had more cooking than one might think. Beneath the surface, as she boils
don't
up
worry, owner guy.
Are you going to bring that your movies yes. that night? Oh, you won't be here. I want to borrow that one movie.
How can I bring a movie?
I want to borrow that one movie of yours, that one called The Money Eaters. Remember that one?
And yeah, whatever happened eaters, to burn your
you know, that one
money.
Where vicious, amoral business family discovers that it needs to eat money to survive and has to build up the biggest cash flow in the world?
I never heard of this movie.
They're like vampires, only it's money they
money
have
vampires.
To have.
What a
the money
idea.
Eaters.
Money tends to vanish anyway.
So their habit gets bigger and bigger. They quest for more and more profits. They have to walk on the backs of the tiny people. They have to finally cut all the people out of the business and rape all of the retirement funds and destroy everything the business has built for the people all of the years and just on the backs of the people ruin the business.
But they accept that.
Just goes to show
the country becomes ripe for.
We're all just puppets. We're puppets of a massive regime. So just say hello to Kevin the Snake and Miss Ducky and Monzie the Mongoose and the whole gang right now.
When I was about 19,
we'd like to know the information about your life. We'd like to know everything. Total information awareness.
Several of his friends.
But the reality is it'll turn into a huge morass of facts and figures. People's lives will be ruined as the populace swims around in the muck of info that the government gathered.
Texas was a new country them days.
Meanwhile, the federal government.
Hey, I got this new movie. I know you guys are going to like it. I'm going to bring it to the 5-hour show, and we'll show it on the wall that night. It's called Pardon My Fez. It's a hilarious spoof of Turkish prison musicals.
George Bush,
aging pederasts, sadistic young police officers, harem girls, the annual prison follies are the backdrop for a warm, moving love affair between a prisoner and the warden.
Yes, we need to know everything about
you. You'll love it. It's a great movie. It moved me to tears several times.
It looked like a paradise.
We don't want to misuse your information. As the FBI said yesterday.
I mean, not tonight, but he can be on the show.
The FBI agent said that he would sure rather have the FBI knowing about you than the video store down at the corner.
We won't let you drown. We promise not to let you drown. We will abort your call before we let you drown. And John Gonad was kicked out of the L.A. Police Department last night for eating
most
criminals
most people had to depend on
become a
watching their fields
with
and
the
keeping
Coco,
cattle
his
running.
Pet squirrel, who has telepathic powers.
Brother Dick Dobbs and me soon began to work at ranches and breaking wild horses. If we had no other employment, we would often break wild steers, and with the gentle yoke of steer, we did some freighting from Houston. Fort Worth was a small town at that time, just a fort, but people was pouring to that part of Texas from the eastern states, and all them little towns was growing fast.
And in
they
the Middle East today,
they had begun to organize county seats and electing
officers. We start
officers,
to sing our songs of wonderful drinking and gaiety
the
as we will
tried to keep laws
sing our songs to our Middle Eastern pagan brethren.
Guns and knew how to use them.
We will hoist a mighty flagon to the honor of old Dagger.
Fellows that had went into
and
California a few
wagon,
years before was returning
to
the West, and with their past 8 or 10 years of life
I'll
crossing
sing
the Rockies
to Lilith,
fighting
so
Indians,
so
there was plenty tough.
She's
most of the people went armed on account of the Indians, which they kept pushed a few counties
Lilith away. Wears a lacy mane.
and she is a little flighty.
There was considerable drinking in Hill Country at that time, and all over the settlements of Texas. My father was not a perfect man, but he was bitterly against drinking.
He still votes for Ronald Bragan, which is good
father
for me.
May seem like a hard man to understand. He was a strict member of the Methodist Church, but I guess he was an old bully, especially in his younger days. He was a large man, and he never believed in taking anything from anyone.
To your freedom,
but he always
she'll say, Kurt,
used his face
she finds it most impertinent. Meant to say, don't she suit me?
Mm-hmm. I have heard him tell how
we will
God
go to worship
would
stand
well,
by cup, step up and
times,
so we can't very well ask him.
Where she don't
I said he would utter a prayer before he was off into a fight. I guess some people
if you want
back
to save your
days,
soul,
look at writing and religion different than people does
sacrifice
nowadays.
A Polak, and
father
that's
was commanding, and he always expected his children to obey.
We will all bow
I think negative
down
land
to
pulled out
the
whole
we will
time
have
trials better.
I happen to
hell yes.
Let's play a little negative land. Let's play some negative land.
We will all worship women. That was pagan men and women. And our comments will be driven. That's good enough for me.
He was sure there would be trouble at that time.
Our Lady of Ephesians.
But if I were
bullheaded
like my father,
we will dance like Polynesians, which is good enough
I went to the dance against
we will have a mighty orgy in the honor
I
of the star
I felt that I was 21 years old, I should be my own boss. My father predicted those
the
gunmen were at
ISIS.
The dance.
She'll stand
well,
and follow the bullet crisis. She has an unsaved hope life
and commit shooting.
Good enough for me.
I never saw
on the ancient goddess Nerthus from her shelf the earth did birth us.
One man was
and I wonder, are we worth us? But she's good enough for me. She got bigger for it than Newsies. She said, let's meet him up by Newsies. Now he's taking quite a snoozy.
Some young folks without windows when shooting stars.
The Newsies on vacation will be back from spring awakening. They'll be good enough for me.
Father was still upset.
I let Moloch live and light my
night
fire.
Before, so I rode to Friendwood, where I joined the Texas Rangers.
We'll all go weep for Tammuz, and we'll laugh at springtime's promise, and a few of them will be mamas, which is good enough for me.
We
will gather with a star
tale
to a lovely party, and the loving will be a party, and that's good enough for me. We will all go worship Baal and the Lord of all.
The priest of
Moloch
will then sacrifice the Polak
in the field
fear,
and in the hall. He is good enough for
buy
me.
Pepsi, Pepsi,
let's go for temple
Pepsi,
prostitution. It's an ancient
Pepsi,
institution that provides a quick solution for horniness in you and me. The Rishna Gal was a vixen, but when Nergal got her of sex,
anyway, Lymphnode Institute.
This can you be out?
Lymphnode Institute. Here's sort of what happens on the show sometimes.
Well,
what
do
you want to say? You know,
what?
Some of the
what?
Stuff and playing the
what?
Songs to have that.
What? What? What?
In future shows,
what?
We'll play the actual humans talking.
Which
and then
we in the ones who want.
But the 5-hour show is the one that will be the well, this is a practice. It's taken almost 21 years to practice now. Practice the proper. Oh, hold on, I got
the actual real blessed practice. Do you have a copy of that with you, puzzling evidence?
Of the practice?
Of the of the blessed, most honorable high practice?
No, you have the only instant copy.
Really?
Out of the camera original, so to speak.
Really?
Yep. So you'll have to mix it, see?
Okay,
you'll
well,
have to go.
I'll
there are
that.
Some actual good drone this, things in there. But
well, yeah, it's sort of like...
I think it's
it
about 2.5 hours.
It wouldn't be bad to have, like, just playing along goofy in the background.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Make a CD or two of it and...
just happening because it's so it kind of drags on and it goes, you know, it's sort of like a good background.
Actually, you know, I did that once. I went to all of these old tapes and got the in between the songs.
Yeah, the two
and
a half.
I have an hour. Yeah, I have an hour and a half.
Yeah,
really good.
Reverend
like,
Stang used to always accuse me whenever I would send him copies of Swinging Love Books. He said there's always much more tune ups than there were songs on.
Because what you were sending were masters of the whole thing, usually.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, the whole thing was so great to you that you could not bear to cut any part
I
of it out.
credit. Even the funny parts where we're talking about the songs before we're starting to play the song.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
exactly.
Like, you want to hear that, too?
It's
don't
sort
you
of
want
like
to hear me go, blink, blink, blink?
The Reverend Ivan Stang used to send me an uncut ESO and then his cut of ESO. And that was great because it was wonderful to see.
I want my
hear
cut.
What the slog, like on this show, and then hear the... Like specific, I just got a note. Phineas Narco, thanks for sending those.
Phineas
Narco.
Thanks for sending those narcotized. He sent me three CDs.
Well, I didn't get any.
Narcotized.
I got a Jamie.
You got one. Yeah, you got. Everybody got one.
I got a Jamie.
But I had
yeah.
sent him that 5-hour show
is
that was
yours
with Jamie on it
also?
And.
Was
a Jamie Millennium a, device? I think it's called.
That was what yours
yeah,
was?
And he. And he cut it out.
He cut it? Yeah.
He cut it out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm trying to figure out what I did with that. I filed it somewhere.
Which one is that? But Phineas Narco sent me the 5-hour, an edit, his edit of our show, of the 5-hour show, and I just started, I got a slug of
the last 5-hour show.
Place,
you mean when,
so I'm way behind in my listening.
Is that the one he and Jay came to?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He and
it's a great, so far it's been a great edit because he cuts a lot, all his chaff, and directly gets to the point, and it's, oh, it's called White Sands. It's the name of that Bob movie that I cut the, not this week, but that one, the Janer show, where Bob is dealing weapons. This week, Bob is dealing drugs.
My gosh, why can't Bob just behave himself? That's all I want to know.
Stupid drug Bob.
It's great to be out here under the open air and hear the loon crying out over the lake. That lonely sound of the marsh bird. Here there's only the blowing wind and the frenzied war dance of the Ukawalaponga Indians about 28 feet away.
All right.
Also, later on in this movie, you'll see Reginald Sword and Generous the Clerk in that spectacular attack sequence that was part of the great traditions of Hollywood. Just a few moments. We're going to open the curtains that conceal our mystery prize box and see who is awarded the Listener of the Century Award. And I'm sure you're
okay, what you've got to understand is this is the show now,
the
so things are a little bit scarier in this universe than they are where you are.
Ralph Fielding Snell, one of the early pioneers who joined the Texas Rangers
just
to fight the Comanches.
Push the manhole cover straight
and,
up.
And spread civilization over
straight
a vast
straight up.
Territory. As far as the eye
amazing Davey. Straight
up.
Yeah, straight up. There goes the manhole cover and into the show.
Shove
them
in the pool.
Oh, okay, shove them in the pool. Whatever you say on the radio becomes true now.
I know. Hold on. I don't know. Hey, hold on.
Too many guys working here in the station.
You need the splash sound to make the appropriate splashing sound.
Splash the zebras.
Into the pool. Into the deep end with the dogs.
Forget the dogs.
The dogs in the deep end add that touch that I was looking
and
for.
If they're dogs, I don't want to be in there with them.
I was missing that. When we threw the callers in and they were thrashing for their lives and like crying and
and you know,
and
I don't go in there
to
with the
survive.
Dogs.
They were just kicking.
Everything on the show is real.
Give me my usual aggregate and I'll tell you, the ones I'm in there with, they are dogs. Whatever you'd call them, you wouldn't call them dogs.
What is real, please? I believe we're talking to the amazing Davey D. But listen, you've got a show. You've got an amazing show.
Okay, you're in the pool now. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, honey, come right over here.
You're already on
Roll back over and go back to sleep.
Man, you've got that one. You've got the king spot in the pool.
I guess
we're trying to get rid of Phineas Narco here.
You're that floating chair that has the two beer holes.
The clothing optional.
In both arms of the chair.
A beer can't hold these arms.
A special remote control water
okay, you like that?
Yeah, I like it.
You know these water wiggle remote control devices? Won't you love them when they were young?
You can do it.
Would
like
you
it.
Say,
like
as so Marky many D. millions of other pool
Along
users have said, we
wife.
Love
with
pneumatic pool toys.
Okay, now lower the Marky D model
way.
Into the
bath.
This will galvanize the entire model and seal it from all weather problems.
There's a lot of love here, ladies and gentlemen.
but I'm a
caller.
Marky D.
Yes, that is an accurate summation.
Hello, you are Marky D.
I, Dr. Hallendahl.
Stop traffic. Wait for Marky D to cross the street, everybody.
Okay.
She's in the limo across the street there.
We don't care about much else other than her body.
Well, anyway, everybody, the show train's starting up. Come on, let's get out.
Yeehaw! Get aboard, everybody.
Well, no, actually, Hal, nobody else is allowed on the show.
So we can take pot shots at buffaloes, courtesy of the Central Pacific Railroad.
We're going to spend the rest of the evening on this nice 1940 sleeper. Yep.
Now, when I joined the Texas Rangers, there was a fellow making a speech on the street telling of a massacre of Comanche Indians had done on a settlement of white people a few counties northwest. They massacred women and children and had stole a bunch of their horses and had headed for the Indian country many miles northwest. He was asking for volunteers to join up with the Texas Rangers and help pursue the Indians.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is the show. Must go on. The show must go on.
The Comanches were the undisputed rulers of Comancheria, a vast area of the High Plains covering much of Texas as it now is in the centuries following my death, as well as part of New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. In ferocity and horsemanship,
24 hours of stars, they had interviews with live and not so live people, performing acts. Terrific.
Me and quite a few of the other fellers joined up with them and headed after the Indians. We was with Captain Saul Ross, the noted Indian fighter.
So if you are a caller in the city, it's now time for you to make your move and jump into the pool yourself.
But I was
we could push you in like
here.
We normally do, but we get tired of being left Canada. We're taking liberties with our callers. We've taken some heat from the press and the sports world, saying that that's not sporting for you to do that kind of thing to your callers. Although it is entertaining, and we like to watch, for that reason we're going to let it slide for a while. But it's proof that bad guys
with their inflated pants.
Adapted to frontier.
Studio City, a crew is taping an episode of the new hit show, Are They or Aren't They?
Led by Tonkawa Indian Scouts.
Juan and Joni, the transvestites, played by John James, and David Hasselhoff, are getting ready to go out on a double date. They share their apartment with Max, a divorced father who has custody of three children.
There was no settlements in the West in them days. Nothing but roving herds
of buffaloes.
And he is
extremely concerned about their safety at night in a big city.
Of course, there was government forts every few hundred miles over Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona.
Max, Wanda exclaims, where on earth did you get those guns? I used to be an international terrorist, says Mark. With a deadpan look, the audience screams with laughter. The cool deadpan delivery is still evidence as Mark, better known as Freak Face, the real life smack.
Of course, he had plenty of meat from buffaloes and deers and wild game.
Cindy Carruthers, ex of New York, is mixing exotic truffles liberally sprinkled with lures used in other natural California style ingredients. The house is equipped with the usual chair, motorcycle saunters, and a giant industrial sized canister. I like to curl up in the dryer and tumble around in one of my gentle cycles, says Carlos, and it's good.
The Tonkaway Indians had trouble with the Comanche, as the Tonkaway was a cowardly, lazy, and filthy Indian, and not much fighter. They was afraid of the Comanche. The Tonkaway Indians offered their service to us as guides locating the Comanche. I can say one thing, they served as real guides. They could trot all day like a dog and could trail them Comanches like a long-eared hound. They would put their head down and look like they were smelling their tracks. When they came
but how
inside
did the world's
Comanches,
most notorious international terrorist become
fight.
One of the stars
then
of the season's hottest
they
comedy?
They would want to take
just,
their tommyhawks
just,
and start
it just
scalping the dead and wounded
and
Indians.
It just goes against all common sense and logic.
But of course, the Songhai Indians had suffered terribly at the hands of the Apache, and later the Comanche, and they were pushed from the buffalo-rich plains of Central Texas to the coastal lowlands. They hated and feared the Comanches and eagerly seized on any opportunity to harm them. The Songhais were gifted trackers and steadfast allies of the Anglo-Texans. They could follow a cold Comanche trail across hundreds of miles of open prairie. They sure were afraid of the Comanches. We tried to watch them and not let them scalp the dead and wounded. Them old Tonkaway guides could do without anything to eat for 2 or 3 days on a scout. But they would make up when they got around food. They was as hard to fill up as a greyhound. I remember one long Tonkaway Indian who was a scout for us. I never liked that long-jointed, filthy Indian. I guess one reason was I always thought I could hardly be beat with the marksman of my pistol.
Well, you sure are talking serious, Doc, though, about all his cognition processes.
Actually, the appreciation of humor probably is just as important as having to go into depression. So all you people who are leveled out, mostly, from the pills you take, you're missing most of the ride. Your roller coaster's pretty straight. But what about people who never had one? You know, the Blands? The Bland Blanco? The Bland.
They're the best. Now we're going to see
you guys. Uh-oh, hey, we're rocking now. Come on, let's dance.
I didn't mean to hit you. It's just getting kind of crowded out here on the dance floor.
Doug Fowler jumping into the audience all the time.
This isn't a moshing yet. I'm glad I wore my steel-toed boots.
Kick everybody out.
Kick him off. He was down. If he's not good enough to kick him while he's down, what good is he?
Just a show again.
Woke every ranger up with his gun in his hand. I seemed to be as surprised as any of the rest. No one could figure where the shot came from. No harm done. The Indian quit limping in a couple of days.
Well, what parallels do you see between this and the early westward expansion of the United States?
Well, we're in parallel hell, that's the problem. Suffering just as much as they did from frostbite to tornadoes, giant Mormon cricket. And
those big splinters you get on your butt from riding in the back of a Conestoga wagon.
Yes, well, yeah. You can pour some of that Conestoga water on there.
Up at the north end of the playa, those folks came through and they watered up there, Rabbit Hole.
Uh-huh.
All over the playa.
Stink water with they dead left a trace. Cattle every place.
Yeah.
Burying Grandma's silver out in the middle of nowhere, hoping someday to come back and get it.
Yeah.
And then they look out across that playa. We're going to cross this. On the way to
cross
Oregon.
We're going to be riding a wagon when we do that. And I wish I had Grandma's hair to sit on instead of this hair wagon.
I just want to know where Brick-a-Brick T-Cash is.
Right here. Here's T-Cash. What you need? What you need?
T-Cash, this is Brick-a-Brick 10-4 Market D. T-Cash, can you do your thing that you do on the telephone?
You bet, man. I'm going to sling them down and flick back and check them. And then I'm going to watch the Phil Donahue show. And break him on back and bing down by chicken how. But I got my kung fu pork on. But different folks see it different ways. But we're going to go down and we're going to get back and we're going to go, hey, what's happening, bro?
Breaker 10-4,
you got your ears on? I got my breaker 10-4. Copy that. Come back now.
It's the big old, big shiny honey right here on the big old Highway 5. My shiny honey shining out, saying hi to the USA right now. Breaker, breaker, 10-4. Come on back now.
Breaker, breaker, 10-4. Can you give me a little bit more of that wing guy there? Do we got any bunny ears in the background?
Where's Smokey got? Smokey here on the highway. You got your ears on now? He got his ears on. He's looking ladies, bad. He's gonna put a couple of popsicle sticks down, and
ladies and gentlemen,
he's coming back. He's about out down the mile marker number 10-04.
I truly sympathize.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9, cup of that.
These people are confused and somewhat bewildered by today's life. They'd like to go home, but they're stuck listening to this show. So what we'd like to do is give you a short course in mental acuity. I have with me Dr. Reverend Philo Overman.
Yes, I'm here. How can I help you?
And Dr. Reverend.
How can I help you, please? If you'll call in right now, we're taking the serious calls. This is the portion of the show where we become serious and we are taking serious calls now. And we hope that now our favorite little callers will call us and tell us how great we are.
And we're doing the show.
Although we know that, it's just good to have the audience recognize that from time to time. We've never had a problem with our own self-esteem. It's your self-esteem we worry about.
Yeah. Boy, I'd like to have a self-esteem engine.
And it's for the kids.
And it's for the children. Because we do this all for the children. It's not for us that we come up here at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, I'll play kid-like tunes. Sit up for a couple hours.
Talk to you folks out there in this sort of a fireside chat we have. And we like it when you bring the kids up close to the fireside. And we all sit around just laughing.
The show's all tickly. Stop.
Chuckling and telling jokes with each other just like a little family does. And you know, we're sharing popcorn and tickling little Susie's feet till she just goes in fits of apoplexy. Have you ever wondered what it looks like when apoplexy sets in? There she is. That's what apoplexy looks like.
There we go.
And little Susie is now being taken to the hospital.
Every time we
as we float down
an active caller brain, it sends back an answer.
Float down Blue Jay Way.
Have it every day. Whale sharks bite their fannies and they love it as they play.
Whale sharks. Public opposes whale sharks.
How about a sound-activated plasma ball for the living room, Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Anybody?
I have my sound
plasma ball. Plasma ball blew up last year and stained the carpet.
I've had my balls activated by sound plasma for years.
Lightning creates a spectacular visual effect. Fun for the whole family. Electric pink and blue bolts of lightning dance to the rhythm of your voice or music. Switch to manual and let the ball create its own pulsating light patterns.
You'll feel
not
your
recommended
you'll
for
throw
epilepsy.
Your Viagra away
red,
when you have
sending
these exciting
red,
new balls.
Red faith adds to the stunning effect. Perfect for relaxation or to liven up a party.
It has it'll make your sex life control. Come alive.
Powered by included AC adapter.
You'll never forget your ball again.
Either of them. Or how about a deluxe flaming fireball with an amazing realistic flame effect? Not actual fire, but fake fire. And we offer only the best quality phony flame.
Is that that little linen thing with a fan below and a red light?
It's
yeah,
not
it is.
Real,
it is. They have
linen?
Those in the city. Yeah, it's just pieces of linen and a fan. It's actually quite neat from a distance.
And does it sort of look like...
You want to hear
a
really dirty
like
story
real
about pro football players?
In fact, we used one. Remember when we went to...
what's that?
We went up to the high trees and the fire with a little fire, and it was the linen thing
high
with a fan
tree.
And little red lights. And so it looks like...
So even when there's
flame.
A fire danger, it won't
the linen
make
fan.
Irate a forest ranger.
Yeah, come on, man. That's what we did.
Oh, yeah. But do you want to hear that story about dirty... the real dirty story about pro football players?
Team parks, clubs, and displays.
You are with us, Colin.
It seems that a few years
ago... I am with you.
Yes,
you are. Hip-hop. There's no point.
You want
some hip-hop? Hip-hop.
This is the new hip-hop. This is neo-hip-hop. See, we're just talking slower and not rhyming everything. And we don't have the constant beat going. But aside from that, it's the same as hip-hop. I mean, we've got a turntablist here. He's spinning the turntable. He's like a DJ. And then me and Reverend Hal are the Mac Daddies. You know, we're the MCs here. And we got two MCs, MC Hal and MC Philo, DJ Puzzling. So I mean, we are like just like a hip hop team here.
So stay away.
It's just we don't have that same beat you recognize normally, and we're not using the cadence, the driving rhythm, the really fast, tricky lyrics that generally are denigrating women.
Personally, yeah, I like Bollywood myself.
And
all of a sudden it gets kind of Indian.
Yeah,
it's not really Indian. It's some kind
of
new synthesizer.
Sort of like it's more like world hip hop. It's world hop. We switch it around. It's world neo hop. It's fashionable in a neo hop like way.
I only seek the truth.
I in a hop way. Everyone thought he was hurt. Instead, he was totally immersed in a pile of doo doo.
I don't believe that. After all,
sometimes that's how it works when you seek the truth. And then big explosion.
On the 20-yard line.
Well, I was just running the distance.
Tall box.
Uniform
shade of dark brown.
I put some slight pickles in my brow, but the
maybe
powder's
really
in the
joke, but mm-hmm. Is that dirty enough for you? Huh?
Well, this is a children's family type show. We can't be too blue when we're addressing our beloved audience.
No, but how, as you know, we only speak the truth.
We speak English.
I have no idea what we go through to get those uniforms back in shape.
Well, that's part of the uniform code of military toughness.
Outfits week after week.
Yes.
Sawbuck and that doo doo stain. It took 3 weeks to get the stains and the smell out of.
Oh, I thought that was just me. Macular degeneration. My eyes getting worse and worse.
You're the Mac
but look at these
Mac.
Wonderful uniforms from, especially this one from the Civil War.
I'll trade scripts with you for a minute.
Not a bad idea.
And I are doing something very artsy-fartsy. We're actually just swapping scripts in the middle of the show as if, you know, that's sort of a wild thing to do. It kind of throws a random element into the show you may not be ready for.
Of course, the clubs and fans have no idea what we go through to get the uniforms back in shape. They're used to seeing immaculate buffs week after week.
That's right, and
it took 3 weeks to get that doo-doo out of Staubach's uniform
and
the stains and the smell. That must have been a wolf who dumped on the field. And you know something? The damn uniform never looked right.
Dallas
uniforms are a pain in the butt because they're powder blue and terrible color. It can turn dirty gray if you're bleaching too much. It's a very subtle blue. And you have to do a lot of handiwork to get the crap out.
Driving over grandma's hair.
I lose money on those guys.
There those uniforms lie, buried, waiting to this day.
Most of the cleaners agree with
the good battle that we know we're going to fight.
About powder blue.
And we're getting
but
ready
there
here.
Is
when
a different
Bush goes to
opinion.
War, we're going to be ready with our bayonets and our
Pop Undergarten prefers red, while others actually like white, because as Barney Lamparski, who leads the says, you can bleach the hell out of white if you know what you're doing.
Old,
I got a secret non-yellowing formula, and I keep it in my shorts.
I'd love to have one of these.
I can bring out the original Sparker. Yes, that's something
what do you think it represents? Do you think that's some kind of a cult? Or?
Yes, I do. I believe that was formed by the community.
Come on, everybody. It's time to go to war.
What type of a cult might that have been?
Or perhaps against the Fifth Reform, which for the first time I'm beginning to realize there are questions
like
about
a fraternal or
just what we are defending when we're standing in
right
hand
in your
own. As many of us did.
Raise your right hand.
Exactly what's happening to our country.
I do solemnly swear.
And the
way
we saw it.
That I will bear
just
true faith
a few years.
That I will bear true faith to enemy. In the United States of America.
Okay, you're all sworn in, all of you, Northern and Central California.
And I will serve honestly and faithfully.
but I didn't feel any.
And I'm looking for U30.
A little no.
U30? I thought it was 20.
U20.
On
maybe
that
it's
big
20. I'm going to go back.
All
here,
the
here.
Way to Texas.
U20.
That should have made me feel like I was real Air Force.
Baldwin, Texas. That's.
But I still felt
I've
like
been there.
Texas.
No changes.
You
twenty.
And then we came down to Earth.
Transition.
The escort bus took us into Lackland Air Force Base. And man, then the changes started.
Break it up, buddy! Get over here!
Ah, here it is. The mysterious and threatening secret clan or society hooded robe. Clearly made to intimidate and impress.
In this room,
and
we will process you into a flight and squadron in which you will live and
the take
your
best
training.
Item of its kind.
Then I am your tactical instructor.
We have no
name captain,
Sergeant identifying the organization.
We will take you out of
the
here.
Excellent
the Mess Hall 22, where you
black
get your first
58 inches long from the neck. A 9-button front buttons are silver colored. Permanently affixed at the neck is a 14-inch tall hood, which comes to a point at top rear, then goes 10 inches forward to its front, from which falls the full face mask with eye holes, all black. At top, center of the hood, which would be at the top of the forehead, is a white 2.5 by 2.75 embroidered skull face with crossbones. Rest of robe was wavy, has wavy white embroidered edge border lines with looping decoration further in. Further, there is a wide sailor-type collar, all with edge embroidery. On the back of the robe is 12-inch-high red inverted cross with white yarn flame. Few corners and tacking black in place. This symbol is the most malevolent I have ever seen, to include everything I have ever seen in the KKK use. Robe and hooded lined with dark olive polished cotton. Arms
sounds
are full
like
length
the
and
thing
line.
For a fashionable dude to wear around when there's that special ceremony.
It has a few scattered moth holes, but generally very excellent and clean. And it's only $475.
Sounds like a bargain.
And let me emphasize this one more time. This symbol is the most malevolent I have ever seen, to include everything I've ever seen the KKK use.
It has its origin in the symbology of the Bathshogi serpent.
It must, because it has that upside-down cross in flames on the back.
It's incredibly evil.
It's so evil, it's
well,
the,
down in the lab,
it's worse than Hitler.
Yes.
Wow, man.
So,
just, oh, that's from that bad, is that that beautiful robe?
Yeah.
The robe used by the testifiers of the testimony. The cult of Yoda.
By the spooky old guys. Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm telling you, these cultists would stop at nothing to follow the instructions of their chief priests.
Hey, could you order this catalog, Reverend Hal? This is a really nice catalog.
Yes, you
this
can.
All
you can.
Military you can. Catalog.
The guy who writes it in carefree...
It's not necessarily a function of the mind. The mind does determine patterns, but when the music's presented, those are predetermined patterns. You may interpret them differently, but it's not like you're making music out of randomness. You're being presented with patterns already.
Yeah, it's not random at all the way we make music. This is sort of like word music, you know. And have you noticed that that one guy sounds a lot like Janer if he was like really
probably
smart?
Hitting rocks and skulls. And
if Janer was real smart, he'd sound like that one guy who's coming through
the
left channel.
Went
right
away.
Playing that cartoon, Iggy and Edbot or something.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly
illogical.
Did you find some interesting... Yeah.
Now stay away.
Shut
from
your
that
wet
candy
human
shed.
Mouth. You're all making me hungry. I want sweets and I need them yesterday.
Shut your yap. Shut your pie hole.
Wow, they're going to get pie hole shutting. Finally.
Who's that on the show now?
I just saw this pie hole out there.
Give me everything in the counter. Open up the counter. Move out of the way, old fellow. I will have you from behind.
It's Martin D.
Is that Martin D?
I don't even know who you are. Don't touch me.
You're Martin D.
He's singing on the show.
He's singing on the show.
He's confused about which show he's on.
Put candy in my orifice now. Put it in. Nom, 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 nom. Inbot wants more candy.
Inbot, stop it.
One is moral, one is not, it's super ego, and it's that.
It's great, all I have to do is go home and go to bed.
What terrorist?
What terrorist?
Jump up and kick my heel.
Is that a terrorist kidnap Ronald Reagan?
Don't buy into that. It's
oh, right.
And then what?
But in body only, because the brain is completely
Well, he's Alzheimer's boy.
Yeah, but
so we can't very well ask him.
No, you can't ask
him. But he was Alzheimer's boy when he was in office.
Right. But, and that's his completely, his brain is
you
completely
you read the script about the future?
And, but those Tanamos, those Tanamos terrorists have gone, they're in
negative land
now.
Pulled off the whole time trials better.
They called in to
let's play a little negative land.
Texas show. Let's play a little negative land right now.
No. Let's not play
negative land. They're the last show. They've already had their 3 hours of fame. And now it's our turn. Is our show ready to start yet?
I love negative land. That was great.
Is our show ready to start?
That was just cool.
You know what they call it?
It's 5 a.m.
What show are you listening to?
This is the KPFA Buzz and Kevin Subgenius Radio Hour, more than an hour less than the show. And it's 94.1 KPFA.
That's Operation Mindshare.
Berkeley, KPFC, and Kevin Fresno
is 20
years old, and
extending
it's been around
a
for
vacuole
a long time.
Into the space normally occupied by the First Light show,
it has
then
Reverend
consolidating
this
protoplasmic
Drummond,
extension,
Drummond, that is.
And with
and
the passage
still
of seconds
over
moving
there
forward
around
to occupy with its physical
we
body,
normally are
the vacated space or niche
at this
provided
this is
by
the
First Light.
Place time.
We hope that this
we will be at the donut place tonight
any,
for all of you regular fans that meet us there.
First Light.
Want to log
you might be surprised
bask in the greatness.
Here, a slight extension of puzzling evidence where the full radiance of First Light
that,
ought to be.
Those of you
and as much as we sympathize
that
with that point of view
how
and apologize
we are,
for
the handsomeness that's got to go with these wonderful voices,
of our presence.
You can
we will
see
continue
him at
to broadcast our mind-making special
as soon as
effects until the
this
hour,
show
whatever
comes
that
to
so be,
a
of
concluding
relief.
Exit sometime after the morning. Drive time has begun to ensue. And at this point, I believe there's a few drivers out there right now. Am I right? Am I right, people?
Oh,
come on now.
Oh, they're out there. They're playing Russian roulette on
the
road, Philo. I can see it from here.
Yeah,
there's an enormous traffic tie-up.
We just go get dough wads.
We just go get dough wads.
Twists
stuff in it and
twists of a jelly donut.
All sugar and grease.
Are going to fill up on donuts as soon as we get released.
It's wonderful how tradition sets in.
I was just thinking that today, too. This is an old, old tradition we're talking about that started, a month ago.
Yeah, and it's so great. Now. I mean, it started with me about 2 months ago.
Yeah, it's an old tradition.
It's an old tradition, the one that we can't break ourselves away from.
I've been going to, well, you know, I can actually honestly say I've been going to this bakery since I was a kid.
And even after we retire, we you know, the show, after we do our 30 years with the
show,
we take our retirement pension, we leave the show,
so long
and the show pays us forever in our retirement.
To live outside the donut
shop. We'll still go to the donut shop. We'll
and
still be
still
there,
the
and we'll probably still be doing the show even after we retire from the show, because the show doesn't have any reason to exist if we ever leave. You know, the show, the only reason, the only purpose of the show is to provide a place for
time to go.
Crazy,
the show would just get all
crazy
foldy and
yakking.
The show would look
silly,
like a little
silly,
bad,
gibbering and gabbering.
After a 2 hours, the slip between the camera bag and the side
is there a
box.
Caller,
the
is there a caller live out there that's wandering around in this moment, the deep end still?
So we will go.
It's somebody playing show on our show.
Yeah, it's a show.
Hey, man.
It's
get off the
show.
Phone.
Cool.
It's another show.
Are you calling for
show.
Petaluma?
You're calling from Petaluma. Or you're calling from the other studio is what you're doing. He's calling from Studio A.
He's helping.
And we're in Studio B. But little caller is in Studio X.
Boy, it's the Christmas season. I know what I want. Look at this deluxe gorilla suit.
Well, it's when I want to get that Spider-Man suit, the one that shoots
Spider-Man.
The real web.
And anyone can put that thing on. You look like a damn fool. But when you dress up like a
but
gorilla,
my intent is to look like a damn fool.
But don't you want to feel like
I just like the way my package
giant,
looks when I'm wearing my Spider-Man suit.
Up to more than ordinary monkey business.
Spider-Man has a way of really his suit really makes his package
a hairy over the head mask
out.
And monstrous hairy gorilla hands. Entire suit covered in genuine gorilla fuzz.
Sir, do you have a problem with the people on the show? Is there a way to, can you express your anger and frustration at listening to this show?
I can't be gratified.
You can't be gratified.
Sir, there's no smoking around the delicate electronic equipment.
You're not gratified by the show?
No. Good Lord. What do we got here for you?
Sir, it's not what you have for us, but what we have
for
you.
That's not good enough for you, is it?
You're safe and sound, right on course. Watch out for the headless hitchhiker. He'll get home safe.
Oh, thanks so much.
And your self-esteem has been saved.
This looks great. Digest.
Actually,
it's
looking better that way.
And don't you feel like
that way they can't
doing something with children now?
Oh, the caller's losing steam now. He's resorted to his real voice.
You really want to go and do something for the kids, don't you?
But you know.
Yeah, I do know.
We all have to get along with our fellow Nazis.
A couple of cats nesting in the back
seat. And I'm glad you were aware of the fact that I do.
Opening doors, detailed interior with
empty
beverage.
You're going to go far.
Hey, folks, we all know. We know.
Always open front.
So it's time now to take the test.
Jack, it's great to see you again.
All of you are
help.
Gone.
Remarkable progress. I hope the antidepressants have helped.
When we'll all be back.
Yeah? You look good.
Why they won't let me go there anymore?
I think we should start today's session with a little word association.
When did Yama start making
stuff? My care by the chorus. So, just clear your mind. Shouldn't be that hard to do. I say the first thing that comes to mind. Chocolate. Let us begin. No, see, I will say the word you will respond to, and that's the association by which I'll make judgments on how normal you are. No. Are you ready? Wealthy. Octogenarian.
Arbitrary.
Pheromones. Family values. Subwoofer. Authority figures.
Mom, dad, teachers.
Subwoofer.
Ass.
All your senses are filtered through your brain. They're just like microphones and cameras and heat and touch receptors attached to that thing in your skull. One expects that to be the case, and we've had it proven by all the movies that show people in little bamboo cages clawing at their own feces because they're crazy. Speaking of behavioral programs, I guess the prime one would be fight or flight.
Fight your career, I see. Hungry, hungry, hypo.
So it's like Charlie for your brain.
Yes, basically it is your brain's secretary. It operates basically under four prerogatives, which is fight, flight, feed, and and if something you see is important to one of those four poles, I guess, then the hypothalamus kind of gets a little extra squirt, which is why you might drive off the road looking at some chickies behind, because your hypothalamus is jammed.
Get you some.